Thank you for calling Omec Health. My name is Rachel.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Yes, thank you. Let me turn my phone back up here. Is it Dan Bartel? Who's this?
I'm sorry, sir. Some of what you said cut out. So if you could please.
Oh, okay, I'm
that.
Sorry. This is Dan Bartel, and I called earlier about my bank had dropped a dispute for an order that I didn't order, which is fine. Things happen. It was for $116.95, and so when I called today, said that they have the bank call. So I called my bank a while ago, and they said they don't make calls directly or indirectly to companies. And I said, well, how are they going to know that the dispute's been dropped for that amount that I didn't ask for? It was sent to me in charge of my card. And they said, well, they would have to, you know, like they just don't send calls. So that when I talked to the gal, Dustin, she said that's, I don't take emails. I'm not emails. They don't take fax, but they were going to send me a letter. And then I just talked to the bank again. My wife did. And they had sent Omec Health a computer notice to their computer, excuse me, and saying that they have dropped the dispute, but they couldn't find it. Well, the bank says it was sent. So I don't know if you can look on there and see if it's been sent, when it was sent, and so we can resolve this. I was told they would send me a check or whatever, if, as long as the bank showed that the dispute was dropped.
Okay, Mr. Bartel, so that I can further assist, sir, if you could please verify your address for me.
Sure, absolutely. 16340 Lower Harbor Road, Suite 1, Number 4, Brookings, Oregon, 97415.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Mr. Bartel.
Yeah, thank you.
And I've gotten an account pulled up showing your name, and it shows your address here.
Mm-hmm.
And also it shows that you had a subscription for the Omec Sleep. 3-month subscription is what it shows.
No. I mean, they do that. Companies do that, and you've got a great company. And I will reward it someday when I have this product properly, I'm sure. Because you stay with something that works. But the thing was, I'm in law enforcement. The reason I mention that is I'm primary, secondary communication. And that means I don't have things coming in 3 months, 2 months, or whatever. So when I called, they said I was not on a automatic shipment. So that should show that was canceled if it was on there.
Well, this is showing that it's canceled, and it looks like it was through our sales department.
Mm-hmm.
Is how the order started.
Right.
But this is canceled now, but in the call center, we don't have a fax number. So if your bank is stating they sent a fax to the company, then it may have gone to our corporate office,
mm-hmm.
Which in that case, we wouldn't be able to do anything. And I'm sorry, it sounds as though your bank is not sounding very cooperative.
No, they're not. You know what? Thank you for mentioning that. And I told him, if I was on the highway, I'd give you a ticket. No, I wouldn't say that. But you know what? You all have been more cordial, professional, kindness, understanding, knowledge, wisdom. I can go on forever, okay? How wonderful you people are. I wish you were my neighbors. We'd be going and having barbecues or something. But, yeah, their attitude was professional, but they didn't seem to want to go the extra mile except to send me a letter in the mail. Then they said, you fax it, and I talked to Dustin, and she said they don't accept fax. And so that was a stop. And then secondly, then I talked to them a few minutes ago. They said, no, we have proof of fact that we sent them a cancellation through the computer. So I don't know what to say. You know, you're at the other end, and what you're saying is what you're saying. So, and it's not the money; it's the principle of that. I had an extra product left, and so I just didn't. I'm never in my years of service. I don't have auto service because a lot of time the product works and sometimes it doesn't, or I end up having too much. But so it was a little mixed up. It's no big deal. It happens. What a small thing in the world to deal with, and all the bigger things going on. So I'm just giving gratitude for a company that, like yours, Omax, that has a really good product, and I use it occasionally now. I don't need as much. That was the whole thing, was I didn't need the sleep part of the product as much as I did earlier. So anyway, so it sounds like nothing's going to be done. So that's kind of where it is.
Okay, well, that's, we are sorry. That's kind of unfortunate. But hopefully, well, I don't know what to say in response to that. I just know that there's two sides to disputes.
Yes, absolutely.
Let me
say this. I'm volunteering still. So when I make stops at times for people that are driving fast and opposed to speed, they'll have all kind of excuses. I mean, you have a whole volume of why I was doing this, and drive with a held hand device, which is illegal in all states, and not paying attention. But you know what? The fact is, the radar caught you. You can't get out of it. The radar doesn't lie. Mm-hmm. But people will try to, and a lot of times we don't give you tickets because you're over the speed limit that much. Just a slow down, a reminder to be safe and think of other people on the highway, because your speed may involve somebody else. So anyway, they're not going to call you, and the letter they're going to send me now is on its way, but that's not going to help. And third, in your computer, whatever you have mean the data there, it's not showing to the bank. And he says, oh, I can verify that easily by what we sent. And, so it's not worth my time. I've got too many other things going on. I got four cats and a wife, okay? You there?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I'm just being, have some humor here, okay? It is where it is. So anyway, well, I'm not on automatic shipment, so that's a good thing. If it happens again, there will be a different story here legally. But I'm worried about it. All right. Well, thank you for your time. And again, so you're saying there's nothing in your data showing that the bank had contacted you saying they had dropped the dispute.
The bank, if the bank would contact the call center, and this is a recorded line, if they would contact the call center, it would be a phone call. It would not be by email. It wouldn't be by fax. So if they have sent a fax, then possibly that would be something that has gone to the corporate office, which we do not have access to.
Means the corporate office has no connection to product or people's needs. It don't sound right to me, but
what I'm saying, sir, is we're in the call center. We're in the Southeast. Our corporate office is in California. Our warehouse is in Maine.
Right.
So they're just in, they're in a different state.
Do you have that number, that corporate number that I can have or not?
No, sir. We don't have a corporate number that we can give out for public access.
I can get it. Believe me, I can locate it. Not a problem. Well, I got so many things going on, and it's just a lesson of life about certain things you learn, and you move forward and make the best of it. So anyway, the best to you and everything, and for being in the call center, taking the calls and what you do. So at this point, I'm just not going to pursue this any further. So thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling Omex Health, sir. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye now.